Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
St. Joseph Health believes every moment is precious, no matter who you are or where you come from. That's why we're making high-quality healthcare more convenient for your needs. St. Joseph Hospital's new patient care facility has expanded emergency, surgical, and diagnostic imaging services. The latest technology, the largest network, and highly skilled staff and physicians at both St. Joseph and Redwood Memorial Hospitals. That's St. Joseph Health.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. Some time ago, there was a report that a Pakistani newspaper had published an offer of a reward to anyone who killed an American, any American. So what is an American? According to an Australian dentist, he wrote the following to let everyone know what an American is so they would know when they found one. An American is English or French or Italian, Irish, German, Spanish, Polish, Russian, or Greek. An American may also be Canadian, Mexican, African, Indian, Chinese, Japanese, Australian, Iranian, Iraqi, Asian, Arab, Pakistani, Afghan, Bosnian, or a Croat. An American may also be a Cherokee, Osage, Blackfoot, Navajo, Apache, or one of many other tribes known as Native Americans. An American is a Christian, or he could be Jewish or Buddhist or Muslim. In fact, there are more Muslims in America than in Afghanistan. The only difference is that in America, they are free to worship as they see fit. An American is also free to believe in religion. For that, he will answer only to God and not to government or to armed thugs claiming to speak for the government. An American is from the most prosperous land in the history of the world. The root of that prosperity can be found in the Declaration of Independence, which recognizes the God-given right of each man and woman to the pursuit of happiness. An American is generous. Americans have helped out just about every other nation in the world in their time of need. Americans welcome the best products, the best books, the best music, the best food, and the best athletes. But they also welcome the least. The national symbol of America, the Statue of Liberty, welcomes your tired and your poor, the wretched refuse of your teeming shores, and almost everyone. These, in fact, are the people who built America, some of them working in the Twin Towers the morning of September 11th, earning a better life for their families. I've been told that the World Trade Center victims were from at least 30 other countries, cultures, and first languages, including those that aided and abetted the terrorists. Because Americans are a particular people from a particular place, they are the embodiment of the human spirit of freedom. I leave you with a point to ponder. Don't you think that everyone who holds to that spirit everywhere is an American? This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.